Daf is Bamakama Daf Kuf Zayin, and we are on Kuf Vav Amabez, the wide lines. The Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're in the sugyas of Tohain Tainas Ganav and Tohain Tainas Avad. As we mentioned, based on Psukim here and in the seventh parak, besides the actual case of Geneva where one is Bechayev Kefel, also if one is Tohain Tainas Ganav, meaning they got it as a Shomer, and it was not Be'isura Asiliyadeh, it was Behetera Asiliyadeh, and then they denied it, and they swore about it. One is also Chayiv Kefel in that case. Rabbi Yochanan is Bechadish, that not only are they Chayiv Kefel, but even Chayiv Dalad Vehei. Once there's a Chayiv Kefel, then that also goes into Chayiv Dalad Vehei. We mentioned the question of the Achronim, is that more in the world of Geneva? Where should Toyntan is going to be categorized? It's a Geneva, but it's a Shvua. So is it really in the world of Shomrim, or is it in the world of Geneva? And maybe that's behind some of the Shakla Vitaria that takes place here and elsewhere. And again, a lot of major topics came up at the end of this year, which we didn't get to go into fully, but the relationship between Nevela and Trefa, there were two different stages brought up. The Sugya Ben Pakua, a fetus that is Nitar based on the Shechita of the mother. How does that work? Is it the Chalosh Shechita? There's no Maisa Shechita on the child. Is it that the Chalosh Shechita works on the child? Is it that the child doesn't need a Chalosh Shechita? Right, these are all important questions that come up in these sugyas. The difference between Tzei Tein Lo and Chayev Atali Tein Lo, one, they're both public. Again, each of these require its own shiur, but we're just noting it. We should know that's what the Daf Yomi is about. Daf Yomi is about sometimes you visit various countries, but you don't get to see all the sites in the country. So you just know that the sites are there, and hopefully at some point we'll be able to come back and visit them fully. So that's the message. Okay, now we continue now with more sites on the agenda. V'yam Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Hatoin Tain Es Ganav Ba'aveda. Somebody Toin Tain Es Ganav. Mishanta Shlomi Kefel. Rabbi Yochanan says that you pay Kefel, my Taima Dechsiv, Al Kol Aveda Asher Yomar. So, this is the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that Toin Tain Es Ganav not only by a Pikadon, but by an Aveda. If somebody finds something and I swear that I don't have it, and really I stole it, so then I am Chayev Kefel based on the Pasik by, in the context of Geneva, by Aveda, Eisei, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, 1 minute, it applies to Aveda, Ki Yitein Ish, if a man, right, this is the context of Shomrim, Ki Yitein Ish, a man has to give. It only applies, right, the context that we're talking about is Kefel, but now we're going to ask. It only applies where an Ish gives a Pikadon. Ein Nesinas Katan Klum. But if a Katan, what if you have a Mafkid? The one who owns the item is a Katan. Ein Nesinas Katan Klum. Then some halachos do not apply. We'll see in a minute, Be'ez Hashem, the Rishonim, what exactly does not apply. At least the Chiyuv Kefel. That's the minimum. The Chiyuv Kefel is not going to apply if the Mafkid is a Katan. Right, that's the Rashi. Rashi has the most minimalist view, but let's look at it. Last couple of skinny lines. Ein esinas katan klum, dechsiv, ish prat lakatan. Dein nishbain al tainas nesinaso, the ein bain li de kefel al yado. This is the context of kefel, and it says ki tein ish, so a katan is excluded. The ein li, let's just finish and then we'll come back. The ein li elishanasu kshu katan vitavu kshu katan. And this is only where he was a katan throughout. When he gave it, he was a katan, and even when at the end, when he's toveya, the shomer, he's a katan. But nasuk shu katan v'tavuk shu gadol minayin. How do I know that he is excluded even when he is a gadol by the time he brings the guy to court? How do I know that it's also excluded? It goes by the shas nesina, tambalomar minayin, tambalomar adho Elohim yavo devar shnehem. To the judges will be brought the machlokes between them, and we darshin achadei nesina v'tviya shavin ke'echad. He has to be a gadol at both those moments, at the time of the tviya and the nesina. And now here's the Gemara's question, v'yemisa, and if it's true what you said, that aveda works, Toyntan is Ganav Baveda, also is Chayev Kefel. And what does Brisa just say? That a Katan is not Chayev Kefel. Ask the Gemara, why is a Katan any worse than an Aveda? Tevi Nami Kaveda. What did we just say? If he's a Katan, a Chas Nesina, and he's a Gadol B'Shas Tfi, it doesn't work. But why is it any worse than an Aveda? By Aveda, there is no Nesina at all. Well, a katan having a nesina is worse than an aveda where there is no nesina at all. Say, ask the Gemara, if aveda could create toin tainas ganav and kefel, so too katan should be able to create it. Omar lei answers the Gemara. Hachav mayaskinan kigon shachluk shu katan. You're right. The case that is being excluded, that does not work, that is not mechayev kefel, is where he's a katan throughout. No, I'm sorry, not throughout, but even at the moment of the destruction, of the stealing, that he's still a katan. If he became a gadol at that moment, so then it's already good enough, and he'd be chayev kefel. But here, the maisa geneva took place when he was still a katan, even though shas tvi, he was already a gadol. That's what's excluded. Avok shu gadol mai, akanami de mishalim. Well, but if he was a gadol already at that time, he would pay? That would be enough? Even though the nesina was at the time that he was a katan? So yachi, why did the brisa say that? Adatana, achet hei nesina v'tviya shaman ke'echad. So then why, instead of the brisa saying that the giving over of the Bikadon and the Tvian Bezdin has to be, he has to be a Gadol, Lisni, Achete, Achila, V'Tvia, Shaman Gechad. So why don't you modify and make it more clear? The Gemara answers, you're right, Amarle Tni, Achete, Achila, V'Tvia, Shaman Gechad. Okay, answer is that that's what it should say. B'nei Chinami, this price so far, the first answer is saying that if he was a Gadol, B'Shas, Achila, which is at the moment that the Geneva takes place, so then he would be, that would be similar to Aveda, and it would be good enough, and there would be a chiyuv of Kefel. Stop there for a moment before we do the second answer. There's a second, more fundamental answer that rejects the Havamina's assumption. But before we get there, let's go back to the first stage. The line said, the Brisa said, when Ein Asinas Katan Klum, when a Katan gives something, it's nothing. So what does that mean? So Rashi gives the impression by saying he has excluded from Kefel that it is called a Pikadon. He is a Shomer, and there is a Bailim, and he's called a Pikadon. It's just that there's no Chiv of Kefel that is Mechuyav. That's what it sounds like from the Rashi. And that is a discussion in the Rambam and the Raivin. The Rambam and the Raivin. The Rambam seems to agree to Rashi that it's limited to Kefel, but the Rambam quotes his Rebbeim, and the Raivin agrees to the Rambam's Rebbeim that there is no Chiyuve Shmira at all when it comes to a Katan. Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, in Hilchas Schirus, Katan Shevkid Biad Gadol, O Hishilo, if a Katan lent a Pikadon to a Gadol, either lent it, hifkit, or hishel, or gave it to watch, or gave it to use. Harezeh ha-gadol nishpa shvuas ha-shomim l'katan. That's the Rambam. Is there a shvuas ha-shomim? Finally, there's no kefel. Is there a shvuas ha-shomim when it comes to a katan? If a katan's a bialim, and the shomer says it was stolen, can he swear and be potter? Forget afterwards, if Adam come, is he chayev kefel? That's what our Gemara's question is. That's for sure potter. But what about even more than that? Is there a concept of Shuas HaShomrim when it comes to a Mafkid Katan? The Rambam and Rashi give the impression, yes, he takes the Shuas HaShomrim and he gives him Pater. Then the Rambam adds, Horu Rabosai, She'ein Zeh Nishma B'Tainas HaKatan. No, there's no Shvua by time. That's what the Gemara is saying. Ein Zeh Nishma B'Tainas HaKatan, he's not a Shomer, he's not a Mafkid. Not just Nesina, but the Nesina means the entire context is not created. Ein ze nishba b'tainas hakatan. Kedei shenomar ein nishban al tainas hakatan. Shekol hashomrin shvuasan shvua shemahi. That's the Rambam add. That all shomrim swear shvua shemahi. What does that mean? Not for now. It's a good question. To explain the Rambam. But either way, what's clear is the Rambam is a machlokas between his Rebbeim and himself, whether the Akata could create a Shvuas HaShomim or not. The Ravid, the Rabosai Horu, he quotes the Rambam, Vani Maskimi Mahem, Sheino Nishmaklau, I like the Rambam's Rebbeim, you do not swear at all, the Afilu Hesis, She'ein Nesinas Katan Klum, even a Shvuas Hesis, which is a low-level Shvua, Filo Hafiz Daito Shabalabayas, even that's not sworn. Vim Pikadon Ein Kan, Shvua Ein Kan. He says, if there's no Pikadon to be Machayiv, Kefel, like we said, for Torrentine Eskanev, that it's not even a Shvua. The Afilu Ka'aveda Eino. And he quotes the next line of the Gemara, which we didn't get to, which we're not going to read yet. But this is the Rambam. Says the Magen Mishnah, Zedas Harav Eben Migash. He says, who are the Rambam's Rebbeim here? That's talking about there's no Shvua by a Katan. This is the Rimigash Shita. Which Rimigash? Which Rimigash are we talking about? We know that the Rimigash, assumed to be, was the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. Right? Maimon. And we have the Rimigash in a couple of Masechtas, Shavuos and Baba Basra, specifically. So if you look on the Rimigash on Daf Mem Beis and Shavuos, this is one of the huge, big discussions, Sugiyas and Masechtas Shavuos. And here, and about Metziah. We know there are three Shavuos Daraisa, as we mentioned, I think, yesterday, where Bezer would be Mechayev Shavua and you'd be Pater, Nishma Beniftar. They are Shavuos HaShomrim, Shavuos Eid Echad, and Shavuos Mod B'Mikzas. We have to get those for today's Daf. Let's get those clear. Those three. A big Shiloh, one of the big sugyas, is, are they related to each other? Do they all have the same dinim? Can there be chilukim between all those three? They're all Nishma v'Niftar. So this Rimigash is one of the important makoros regarding this sugya, and this is what the Magen Mishnah here is referring to. Which of the are the Rebbeim of the Rambam here? When the Rimigash and the other Rishonim say that a katan cannot create Shavuos HaShomrim, does that mean a katan cannot create any type of a shvua? Any of the three? Says the Rimigash, Vahai di Amrinon e Nishba en Altainas Katan, Mistavralam, Tidavka Shavuos HaTorah. Number one, only Shavuos Daraisas of Shavuos Heses Mia Machayev. Against what the Ravid said. I think it's good enough to create a Shavuos Heses, which is important for that Sugya. A Shavuos Heses is a very, requires low level Machayevim. It's just, as the Gemara says, Lahafis Daito Shavalabayas. If you're claiming something, you know, just make him swear and make him feel good, but then the Rimigash has the key line. Via filu shvuos d'oraisa nami. Even by shvua d'oraisa, shvuos hashomrim is different than the other two. When we say here that shvuos hashomrim in Eid Echad can't do it, d'davka shvuos mode b'miksas, taina. V'Eid Echad, d'askin machmas ha-taina. What causes a person to have to make a shvua mode b'miksas? I come to you and say, you owe me 100. He says, no, I only owe you 50. So I have to swear on the other 50. Why am I swearing? Because the Toveya made a claim. The Toveya made a claim, and the claim is what is causing the Shvua. Or an Eid Echad. Eid Echad. I bring an Eid Echad to support my claim. Aval Shvuas Shomrim. But a Shvua of the Shomrim. Delesa Machmas Taina. That is not based on the claim. I have no idea what happened to my item. The mafke says to the shomer, where's my item? Oh, it was stolen. Do I know whether it was stolen or not? I say, swear to me that it was stolen. But it's not really that I have a taina's bury against you. No. Ava taina shomer, delesa machmas taina, da taina shemahi, ela machmas shmirahi. The shvua is not coming from the claim against, it's coming from the situation. The Toveya doesn't know exactly. Kivan de Shamar Lakatan Nishayev Loshvuas Hashomrim de Logara Migado. So the Rambam, who says that it's good enough. A Katan can take, you can take a Shvua for a Tainus Katan. It could be that's Dafka for Shvuas Hashomrim, like the Rimigash says, but the other two, maybe the Rambam would agree. Taina Tvi of a Katan is only by Shvuas Shomrim would he have to take a Shvua, because that Shvua is not really because of the counterclaim, which is not a Taina's Bari. It's because of the situation of Shmira V'daikanami. And it's even Meduyik in the Lashon. Ein Nishba'in al Taina's Katan. Alma Shvua Da'as Yamachvas Taina Hu De'ein Nishba'in. Mishim De'ikra Hi Shvua Machvas Taina's Atoveya. V'hoda'as Anitva B'miksas. But regard and the inin eid echanami have the kedach v'chulu when he comes avol shvuas hashomrim inami other shvuas drabanan which is not machmas ataina afilu lekata nami nishban aleha to kiven to odi kame beidina tavile shomer af pekdona delay v'istas v'chulu when he continues. So when the Rambam says here and Rashi says here that when the Gemara says you the nesidas katan is lav klum, that's regarding the din of kefel. But it could very well be that there's going to be a shvua on the taina of a katan, because it's not really the taina of a katan, and that is the basis for the Rambam, and that's the Rimigash. The Rimigash says, oh, this Rambam is based on his father's Rebbe. Right, the Rimigash we find often, which Beis Hashem we'll have to get back to, times that the Rambam Shita is based on the Shita of the Rimigash, where we have the Rimigash. We don't have too many svarim of the Rimigash, but we have some of them. But the Ravid argues, and others argue. The Ravid and the Rama here in the Shita Kubetzes, Paskin otherwise. Okay, there's a lot here, but we'll have to leave it for now. But that's one of the major sugyas, the relationship of those three. Could you be mechalik between them? And we just had one chilik. Shavuos HaShomrim on the one hand, Eid Echad and Mod B'Miksas on the other hand. Sometimes we'll be able to make other distinctions. We'll see. Let's continue though now. Says the Gemara one more line. We didn't read the last line. Rav Ashi Amar. Remember, what was the Gemara's question? Why should Katan be any worse than Aveda? And the Gemara answers, you're right. A Katan is not worse than Aveda. And as long as he was a Gadol, Bishas, Achila, it's okay. The Gemara's next answer is no. There is a Chilik between Aveda and Katan. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Dami. No, don't compare them. Yes, a Katan is worse. Aveda ka'asya mikoach bendas. And Aveda, you're right, there's no Nesina, but it's owned, and the discussion is between you and a Gadol. Right now, v'ha lo'asya mikoach bendas. And this is not coming from a bendas, and therefore, nechanami, a Katan is worse. The Aveda is no Nesina. There's no Nesina, but there is another party involved. He has an owner. He didn't give it to you, but it's his. And therefore, it's not a Nesina, but you have it from his property. He lost his property, which is different than a Katan. A Katan is a positive Reyesa. It's more, it's better, so to speak, in halachic terms for Kefel, to be blank than to be negative. And a Katan is negative, and an Aveda is like, at least blank, maybe it's not even blank. Maybe it's like a fill-in-the-blank. The Nesina is blank, but you get the fill-in-the-blank with the owner. The Ravid has a little different way of saying it. The Ravid says that at least by an Aveda, you could be viewed as his Shliach. And he can be a Mishaleach, because he is a Gadol. But by a Katan, he's a Lav Bar Shlichus. Right? He can't put you as a Shliach. If he can't put you as a Shliach, you can't be better. So that's why it could be better that you could be a stand-in shliach for somebody who can make you a shliach, but you can't be a shliach. Let's derive it here who has that formulation. Lamaskana, lamaskana. So this is the end of the sugya of Toyntai Nisganav. The Rif leaves out the whole discussion of Toyntai Nisganav. It's not mentioned in the Rif, and the shaila is why. Says the Baal Hamor, why not? What is it? Because of Kefel. Thalvei Knas, what about Tfisa? As we always say, if Tfisa works, so then you should have mentioned it. That's the Baal Amar at the end of our parak. Lamed Zayinim Abayz Nadafi Harif. He says, Harif, Afal Pisha Lo Kasvan, Mibnei Sheyesh Bahem Knasos, Aval Anu Danin Bahem, Uposkin Ba Kedin Shar Knasos Bid De Itfis. Says the Baal Amar. I don't know why the Rif didn't say it. Right? If there was Tfisa done, you know, you don't do Knasos as we have, the Sugya Shlich Hosaya, we don't do it. If it's less than Chizar and Kiss, but says the Baal Amar, I don't know why the Ravid, the Rif didn't mention it. And Baruch Hashem, as we said yesterday, the Melchamos comes to defend the wars of God, so he comes here also to defend the Rif. He said, the Shmaiz, Rebchia Bar Abba, Kule, Betoin Tain Esganav, Ubetashlume Kefel Itmaran, Vehech Yisraev Kefel Bechutz Floretz, Betoin Tain Esganav, Valo Eino Mishalem Keshel, Ad Sheyishbi Uhu, Bezdin, the Ein Dine Chutzlaritz Dayanim, Lefi She'enon Smuchin. Says the Ramban, no, even here Tfis is not going to work. Because remember, one of the ingredients of Tawain Tanis Ganav is Shvua. And Shvua requires Smuchin. We don't have Smuchin in Chutzlaritz. So there's no Chiyuv by Tawain Tanis Ganav without the Shvua. By regular Geneva and Kefel, that doesn't require any Shvua. But here, you require a Shvua. And Kushnishma Chutz La Bezdin Dami. When you take a Shvua in front of Bezdin Chutz Laretz, it's like swearing Chutz La Bezdin Dichsiv V'Nikra V'Alavayis Elho Elohim L'Shvua U'Lafichach Eino Mischayev La'Olam B'Tashlume Kefel V'Yafe Kivin Rabbeinu Agadol Shelo Kasva. Baruch Hashem, says the Ramban, that he didn't write it because there is not going to be a Chiyuv here because it's never going to get off the ground. Okay, Baal Amar, Ramban V'Chulu. We continue. Three lines from the bottom. V'yam Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoin Tainas Ganav B'Pikadon, Eino Chayiv, Ache Yichbar B'Mikzas, V'Yodim B'Mikzas. Says Rabbi Yochanan, a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, but if you look at it in a certain way, it's not a Chiddush. What's the issue? The issue is, as we just said, there are three Shvuah Daraisas that are Mechuyev Midr Rabbanan, Nishba V'Niftar. Shvuah said, if you want to look at it inside, I've mentioned this a few times, but if you want to see it inside, the Rambam says, the Rambam in Hilchos, Toein, it's in Toein V'Nitan, at the beginning of Toein V'Nitan, you just find it here, and it's a lead up to today's daf, says the Rambam, Toein V'Nitan, Aleph Beis, and there's one mitzvah saseh. We mentioned a couple of days ago that there was a set of halachos that there was no mitzvah saseh, but this one has one. V'hi din Toein V'Nitan, o kofer. one pasuk to follow the halachos of toin v'nitan, give and take of the parties. So the Rambam says, Ein lecha mechuyev shvua min haTorah chutz mishlosha. There is no shvua d'oraisa that Bezdin will be mechayev you except for three. Misha hoda b'miksas hametaltalin. Number one, there's no shvua by karka. Umisha chivo eid echad v'hashomer. Shainomar v'shomer shvuas Hashem tiyeh bein shneihem. Also interesting that all shvuas hashomerims are counted as one. Even though they're each have their own respective halachos, they're all counted as one. V'kfar biyarnu shvuas hashomer bilchas chiris. V'chol echad mishlashta nishba v'niftar milashale. Aval kol hanishboin v'notzlin kigon. Sacher nechba nigzal pogeim shtaro. All those cases listed in that long Mishnah Mesechta Shvuas. All of those are petakanas chachamim. And then he talks about it, a separate halacha of shvuas hesis. So that is three shvuas. We're about to have a major machlokas amoraim. Is there overlap? There is a machlokas amoraim that shvuas hashomrim always has to be also shvuas modem mixas. Why would that be? Meaning, when Reuven says, you have my watch, you're guarding my watch, he says, no, I don't have your watch. I don't know what you're talking about. If he's kofar bakol, there wouldn't be a shvuas hashomrim there. Unbelievable. It would have to be, oh, you're watching five watches of mine. And he said, no, I only have three of them. Meaning, modem mixas within shvuas hashomrim, that's what's mechuyev. Why would you say such a thing? You know why you would say such a thing? Because that's what the Torah says. The Torah puts shvuas modem mixas into the context of shomrim. So therefore, maybe that's why one of the Amoraim is about to say, you're only chayav shvuas hashomrim if it's also shvuas modem mixas. And we don't hold that way. So to not say that, you'd have to extricate the psukim and say it's written here, but it doesn't really belong here. Which is a chiddush gadol, even though without looking at the sugya, we're like three separate shvuas. So this is known as the sugya of Eruv Parshios. Here it is. Says the Gemara. Comes up here, comes up in the beginning of Sanhedrin, a couple of places. Says the Gemara of Amar Chibar Abba Amar Biochanan, Hatoin Tain is gonna be Pikadon, Eno Chayiv, Acha Yichbar Bemixas, the Yod Bemixas. It's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no shvuas hashomrim unless it's also shvuas modem mixas. My time, huh? Domar krah ki huzeh. Why? Because the pasuk says ki huzeh, and the pasuk of ki huzeh is in the context of shomrim, and therefore, right in the context of toin tain hasgana possibly. So therefore, that is Rabbi Yochanan's. That's Rabbi Yochanan's din. Okay, ki huzeh are three little words. But it's the basis for so much. It's the basis right here to say modem mixas is chayiv in shvuas hashomrim. Rashi says in Kedushin Samachay, it is the source of the principle of hodas baldin kmei edim dami. That's modem mixas. Hodas baldin, you have to pay what you admitted. Ki huzeh. That's the source for that halacha. There are other sources, but that's Rashi in Kedushin Samachay. Says the Gemara, upliga d'Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. And this Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Da'amar Reb Chiya bar Yosef, Erev Parshios Kasuv Kan. No, there is a mixture of the Parshios here. What is the Chik Siv Ki Huzeh? And when it says Ki Huzeh, even though it's written in the context of Shomer Pikadon, Milveh Hu Dechsiv. Really, it's referring to Milveh. Rashi on top. Erev Parshios. Pasuk Shehumi Parsha Acheres. Nis'arev Bazu She'eno Makomo. A pasuk from a different parsha is mixed in, that this is not the place. Should be written elsewhere. Im kesef talve is milve. Right, it's interesting. I don't think you can be medayik this from Rashi, but, because he says it should be written in the parsha of im kesef talve. In the days of the Rishonim, some of the parshios were split up differently. Not just in the Gemara where they finished the Torah every 3 years, not every 1 year. But the Sefer Achinuch has separately Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. It's split up into two separate parshios. He has the Minyan HaMitzvahs for Mishpatim and the Minyan HaMitzvahs for Im Kesef Talveh. So I don't think he'd be medayik anything from Rashi here, because he might just be saying the section. Right? Hi, ki yuzeh, b'im kesef talveh, havelel michtaveh. But it's interesting, just to make that ha'ara. But either way, says the Gemara, it says Rashi, da'hasam kai, because it's referring to there, the ilu b'ach parshas, atipikadon, below adas b'mixas mechayev. because really pikadon is chayev even not by modeh b'miksas. Good, that's the sugya of Erev Parshios. There is a big discussion here, as you see in the Tosfos here. How far do you say this? What type of kfir and odo? We're not going to go into the shittas right now, but be aware it's a big topic. What the Rishonim don't really get into so much is, so why would the Torah have written it this way? Right? If you, by the context of a muktam amurcha b'Torah, there's always a reason, generally a reason, why the Torah is written not in chronological order. Right, we want to put Shabbos next to the Mishkan. We want to cover up the genus of Klal Yisrael. That's why we don't talk about Pesach Sheni in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Aleph, Perek Ches. So there's usually a reason. But here the Gemara doesn't really say a reason. You know why? And the Rishonim don't really deal with it. It's more of a machlokas. Why would it be written here? So we have to think ourselves. Why would Modeh B'Miksas be written in Shavuos HaShomrim if Shavuos HaShomrim don't require Modeh B'Miksas? There might be other connections. Even if you don't say that they are inherently needed one for the other, maybe conceptually there are parallels between these two types of Shavuos HaShomrim, and we'll have to keep that in mind. But right now we get to the major discussion of Modeh B'Miksas right here. Umayishna Milveh. So you're saying Modeh B'Miksas is only limited to Milveh? So why? Is there a Svara? Is there a Svara for Modeh B'Miksas? Says the Nemuki Yosef here. The Gemara is not asking Taimei HaMitzvos. Because the Gemara usually doesn't ask that. The Gemara is asking, what's the reason for the Halacha? The Torah says so. And we know that Rabbi Shimon is the only one that's Darshin and Taimei Dekra. So the Nemuki Yosef here has an important comment. He quotes the Rosh. Lamed Chesman Al, the last page of the parak. Kasev Arasal, says the Nemuki Yosef. Shalobak here, litain tam, lama modem mixas chayev a kofer bakol pater. Why is modem mixas, if you omit to part your chayev a shvua for the rest, a kofer bakol your pater? The dafka rabbi shimenu the darish time at the krah. The ain derech amora lafarish time at the krah. It's not so common for an amora to do that. So what is really going on here? Ela hachi pirusha mipnei ma amra Torah modem mixas ataina yishava yehe ne'eman b'migu. Ooh, a question that we shown and bring up here. Modem mixas, what did a person do? Oh, you owe me 100. No, I only owe you 50. So the Rishonim say, we have a principle called Migu. If somebody could have had a better claim, we should believe him with the worst claim that he said. Even without a Shavuah, because he could have just denied everything. So by Modem Miksas, somebody comes and says, I owe him 100. I could have said, I owe you 0. But instead, out of the goodness of my heart, I said, I owe you 50. You don't have any proof. If you have proof, there's nothing to talk about. If you have a star against me with Edim, I have to pay. I can't just say Modem Miksas. So you don't have proof. So ask the Rishonim, why don't you say Migu? Why don't you say, since he could have had a better claim, he should be believed even without a shvuah? That's what the Gemara is talking about here. The Gemara is not just saying, oh, what's the svara for the Torah? No. The question is, why doesn't the Torah use the principle of migu, which we know exists? That's the shiloh, this counter pressure here. The boy kafar bakule, oh, or, says the Nemuki Yosef, nilmod mihacha delarmin and migu. Or learn from this context that migu does not exist. We don't say that halachic principle. That's what the Gemara is about to do here, to go through the svara of why migu doesn't apply here. But it's not just asking in general, what's the svara for Modeh B'Miksas? It's a din in the Torah, din in the Torah. Good. So with that background, we go, and Tosis asked that question about Messiah Daf Gimel, what about migu for Modeh B'Miksas? So that's the root here. So here we go. Umayishta milveh kidda rabba. Why by milveh do we say Modeh B'Miksas? Like rabba, the amar rabba. Psychology here in the Gemara. Da'ama Rabba mibnei ma umra Torah. Modem mixas atani yishava. Why does the Torah say, by modem mixas, you have to swear about the other half that you would, that you say you don't owe? Which again, what's the basis? What should you say? You should say, pater. You should say, pater by modem mixas, like your pater by kofer bako. So let's just do the flow, and then we'll get back to that idea. So why should you say? So here we go. Chazaka ein adam meis panim b'fnei bal chova. There is a chazaka. There is a halachic assumption that a person does not act brazenly in front of his bal chov, in front of someone who lent him money. We'll see in a minute a Rama in Evan Ezer that's going to make a comment about this. But there's a chazaka. A person isn't brazen in front of somebody who lent him money. Why is that? Why wouldn't somebody lie in front of somebody who owed him money 2 days in the Rishonim? Rashi here. Rashi only says this here. He talks elsewhere, other reasons. Rashi right here, second skinny line, Bifnei zeh she'oseh lo tova. You're not going to lie in front of someone who did you a favor. Someone did you a favor, so you're not going to lie. What's the other svara? Tosfos in Baba Metzia, and elsewhere, the Rashba says, you're not going to lie in front of someone who knows the truth. Two different svaras. In front of someone who did you a favor, in front of someone who knows the truth. Lamai nafkamina, Bali Tosfos say, between those two, what if you are a shomer pikadon? You are guarding somebody's pikadon. Does the svara of Chazaka ein adamad meis panim v'nei bachov apply there? So if you say milve, yes, he lent you money, so that's he did me a favor. But if you say it is the other svara of ein adam meis panim is because he knows that I'm lying, then it would even apply. What about pikadon? By pikadon, he didn't do me a favor. I'm doing him a favor. I'm guarding his item. So if you say by pikadon, the principle of ein adam meis panim v'nei bachovo should not apply if it's about he did me a favor. But if it's about he knows the truth, so he could very well know the truth. No, I know it's in your house. So that's an afkamina between the two svaras of the Rishonim. The Ramah in Eben Ezer says it could be that all these chazakos don't apply today because everybody has a lot of chutzpah today. You don't have ein adam meis panim. You know, people lie in front of others that know they're lying, right? Rachmana l'Islan, it's one of the midos that we don't excel in. That is the other Ramah mentioned this in Eben Ezer. Yesh Omrim, he says towards the end, where Sebeis here, the Ramah says some of these chazakos. The Yesh Omrim, oh, debizman hazeh, dinefishi chutzpa upritzusa einu ne'emenes. It's talking about a woman, would she lie in front of her husband in certain contexts? So it could be that some of those chazakas don't apply anymore. Remember the Medrash in Bereishis? The Medrash said that the Malachim were arguing with each other. Should Hashem create the world, not create the world? So Chesed says, create the world, because he does a lot of Chesed. Tzedek, because he does a lot of Tzedek. Who are the two that argue? Shalom and Emes. Right? Don't create the world. Emes, Shakulo Shkarim. Ramah says, Bizman Hazeh, we have not helped ourselves out. So that the chazakas might not apply today. But either way, back to the Gemara. So why does the Torah say, Modem Exotaina, Chazaka, this, we start off with a Chazaka, Ein Adam Mayis Panim V'nei Balchovo. A person will not lie in front of someone who lent them money. V'hai B'kulei Boy D'Nichbere. And really, if somebody comes to me and claims something from me, and he has no proof, I want to deny everything. V'hai D'lo Kafre, I don't deny everything, Mishum, because of this Chazaka, Ein Adam Mayis Panim. So then the pendulum swings the other way. I should admit to everything. The fact that I denied half so far, this is what we think is going through his mind. If I say I owe everything, which I do, he's going to demand that I pay him all now. But I don't have everything now. So what I'm going to do? Ishtamit li miya hashta. I'm going to slip away from him a little bit now. Adahave le zuzi, until I have enough money to pay for everything. Uparana. And then I'll pay him back. That's what we assume happens in the mindset of the person. He wants to deny everything he can. So he doesn't want it, he doesn't admit to everything because he doesn't have everything now. So hilkach, rama, rachmana, shvui lavei. So that's why the Torah throws a shvua on him. Ki hechi delodile bekule. So he'll admit to everything. And then he can't pay yet? Okay, we'll at least know. We'll have it on record that he owes it. So that is all by this case. Says Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, all of this psychology applies by Milveh. But he'll be mazed by Pikadon. A, either because he didn't do him a favor, right, based on that Svara, or maybe because even he doesn't know what happened to the Pikadon. You can't say the other Svara also. But either way, this is the Machlokas Amoraim. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says that it only applies to Milveh, and you say Eruv Parshios. They say Eruv Parshios Kashav Kan. There is an important line in Rashi. Rashi by Messiah Daf Gimel. Where, in the question, the first line of the Gemara, why do you say Modem Mitzvah swears? You should say Patur. So what's one Svar we just said? Why should be Patur? Miku. Right? That's what some Rishonim say. Tosfos and Nemuki Yosef here. That's the original question. Why do you say Migu? Rashi has a different line. In Bamatsiyat Daf Gimel, Rashi says, it's similar to Migu, but it doesn't say Migu. He says, isn't it like Kemeshev Aveda? Kemeshev Aveda. What does Kemeshev Aveda mean? We know, the Mishnah tells us in Gittin, it's a kind of Drabanan, if I find something and then you come and say, wait, I lost more than that. Swear to me, you didn't find more than that. No Shvuah required. Right? Takana, tikana olam. If we make a person who finds an aveda swear, so then he's not going to pick it up next time. So that's why we don't make them swear mishum tikana olam. That's what Rashi says here. Mipnei ma amar Torah velo chashmo kemeshav aveda lefatro shelo kafer bekulo. So it's similar to Migu, but it's not exactly, it doesn't say Migu. He says Meshav Aveda. Ask all the Rishonim and the Achronim on Rashi. Meshav Aveda is a Takana Drabanan. The Torah is asking, the Gemara is asking, Mibnei Ma Amr Torah. Why does the Torah say this? The Torah is not doing Tikkun Olam. So what does Rashi mean? So the Chedushi Arim, on his Chedushi Manavam Metziah says, no, no, be Medayik in one letter in Rashi. Rashi says, V'lo Chashvo, Ki Meshav Aveda. Not Meshav Aveda. It's not Meshav Aveda. But the same logic should apply. V'lo chashvo kim meishav aveda, says the Chiddush Arim, and that's what Rashi is saying. Same svara should apply, just like the Rabbanan used it on their level, mishum tikkun olam. So to here, it should apply as well. That's the Rashi and Chiddush Arim there in Bava Metzia. Okay, again, Mother Mixas also has a chakira involved in it. Once we say, after all the dust settles with all this svara, so is it really that we think he's lying about the other half? Right? Is the burden of proof really on him? Or is it more of a gzeiras hakasef? There is a question, there are nafkaminas to that, but that is a sugya about modu miksas. Again, one of the big sugyas is here, but we're just going to mention it. There is an interesting chashuk echemed here where he discusses a case of a wedding. The case is, Sheila, chatan, we're talking about Rama Rachmana Shvua Alei. The case is, a chatan hears Bishmuos Mevusasos that his Mishudeches has a certain illness, Rachmana Litzlan. Vidoreshi Tisa al Cheshbono Lerofe Agarbir Plonis Lihibadek. And the Kala says, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to that doctor. Right? I don't want to go. Vachasan Toensha Rofe Zehum Mufursum Kumumche Gadol. Avia Kala Toensha Chasan Mechapis Toanala Vatelas Kishri Ashiduchen. Swear to me that you're having good kavanas here and this is really your issue. Or you're just using this as an excuse to get out of the financial obligations, commitments that were made. So he talks about achronim that talk about certain breakings of shiduchim. And he ends up saying that you can't be mechayev mishvua in this context. It's not enough basis to be mechayev mishvua. He after mikivah shekol davar sheyachol hisbarer lo mashbien alav. Anything that's asal hisbarer memela a mashbien. Anyway, he talks about the line of Rama shvua alei. We don't always throw shvuas on people for without halachic basis. Period. Tni Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says arba shomrim tzrichin kfir b'miklas v'odava miklas. Rabbi Barchama holds like the first opinion that we mentioned before. Rabbi Yochanan, that you do not say Erev Parshios, Modeh B'Miksas is written in the context of Shomrim for a good reason, because Shvuas HaShomrim require Modeh B'Miksas. Ve'elu hein, and what are the four Shomrim? Shomer Chidem HaShon Otsi Socher VaSocher. As we know, the Dalid Shomrim. The Tozer Rabbeinu Peretz here asks, actually, let's continue, and then we'll mention it. Amar Rava, my time at Rami Bar Chama. What is the reason for Rami Bar Chama that you require Modeh B'Miksas? Because Shomer Chinam Be'ed Yiksiv Be. It's written in the context of Shomer Chinam. Ki Huzeh. That's where it says it. Shomer Sachar Yalef Nesina Nesina Mi Shomer Chinam. Gzera Shava. Shoel Vichi Yishal Vav Mosev Alinyan Arishon. It's added on. Socher, Ilamant Amar Kishomer Sachar, Hainu Shomer Sachar, Machlokes, Ilamant Ar Kishomer Chinam, Hainu Shomer Chinam, period. So, that is the day of Rami Bar Chama, and he requires, Shuas HaShomrim, Modeh B'Miksas as well. Asks the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz right here, Vim Tomar, Lomali de Kasav Rachmana, Chiyiv Shvua, Betaina Shomrim. So, why is it that it was written in the context of Shomrim? Why does the Chiyuv Shvua written there? Tepuklei dekivan deika hoda'a bahada ubikfira vahoda levad ika Chiyuv Shvua ketepirashti. Im kain migo demishtave akfira mishtave nami atainas haShomrim aide Gilgal. We know there are separate psukim that we learn out Shvuas haShomrim from, but now we're saying that every Shvuas haShomrim is Shvuas Modeh B'Miksas also. So, after the Rebbeinu Peretz, what do you need separate sources now? We have a concept called Gilgal Shvua. Gilgal Shvua, which we learn out from Maseches Kiddushin, that once you're taking Shvua, hey, you know what? Swear in Shvua B2. Right? We learn from Isha Sota, that's really the source. Right? If she swears about, hey, swear that you are Mizana this time and that time and before and after. So, as Rebbeinu Peretz, once we say, according to these Amorayim, that Modim Miksas is, oh, Shvuas HaShomrim, it always Modim Miksas. So, once you have the Makar for Shvuas, Modim Miksas, so you don't need a Makar for Shvuas HaShomrim. You could always learn it through Gilgal. Answers Rebbeinu Peretz, V'yesh Lomit Inachinami. That's true. You don't need a source. Avo Mikal Makom, Nafkamina, B'masha Chayiv HaKasiv Shvua Behevya B'tainis HaShomrim. Inachinami, that's true, but you need it for cases maybe where Gilgal would not apply. The lo havi mechayev rakai de Gilgal hecha deino yachol ishava. Could go into Amar eini yodeya lo mishalim. What if you wouldn't be swearing a shvuas modim miksas? You're right, you always do that. But what if you can't? What if you say I don't know? Right, you owe me 100. I don't know. So you don't take a shvuas modim miksas there. You didn't admit to anything. So that's a case where there wouldn't be a modim miksas, but you would still have to swear Shvuas HaShomer maybe that you don't know. Or at least Shvuas Sheni Bershusi. Part of the Shvuas HaShomer. Remember Shvuas HaShomer, there's three Shvuas HaShomers. Ene Bershusi, Lo Shalach Boyad. Right, there are a few of them. Aval Hashta Tichiyavto HaTorah Beferish, Mishalim Gam, Ki Eino Yachal Lishava, Vechulu, he continues. The Ritva also says, maybe there's an Afkamina where the Tovea was Mochel, the Modim HaMiksas Shvuah. So again, another case where you wouldn't be swearing Shvua A, so you wouldn't be able to be Megalgel Shvua B. Good. So anyway, that is a Machlokas Amarai. We continue. Says the Gemara of Yomar, Chiyabar Yosef, Hatoin Tain is Gana Bipikadon, Enochai Vashishalech Boyat. Toin Tain is Gana, as we said, is a Chiddush based on Shvua swearing that you stole, and really you ended up stealing it. Rav Chiya bar Yosef has another limitation. We've said till now, there's an ingredient. You need a shvua. He has another ingredient. You had to use it. You had to move it before you swore. You had to have done shlichus yad. My time, why? Because the pasuk says, v'nigar v'alabayis elho Elohim, im lo shalach yado b'melechas re'eyu. You go swear if you didn't do shlichus yad. Michlal di shalach bayan mechayiv. Only if you moved it. L'meimre de b'shalach bayad askinan. Period. Amar luhu Reb Chiya bar Abba, hachi amar Reb Yochanan. Is that really true? Be'omedes al avusa shanu. Even if it's standing by its trough, even if you didn't touch it yet, tointan is gone, if you do not have to be sholeach boyad, argues Reb Yochanan. Amar luhu Reb Zira luhu Reb Chiya bar Abba. When you say, omedes al agam, is that an even or an only? We know there's a machlokas here, but how far does it go? One opinion says you have to do shlichus yad beforehand. You have to have used it. The other opinion says, no, you didn't use it. What if you did use it? Would that have made it yours already, and therefore there's no chiyuv kefel? If you were sholeach bo yad? Is it even or only? Dafko bo medes al avusa kamar? Are you, Rabbi Yochanan, saying only if it's standing by the trough, and you didn't use it? You weren't sholeach bo yad. Avo sholeach bo yad kana. But if you used it, you were kona it as a gazlan, v'shvua lo mahanye beklum, and the shvua won't be mechayev you kefil anymore? Are you saying, toin tan eskanev is only if you were not shaleach boyad? Otil mafilo amen es alabusa kamar, or even, meaning even if you were shaleach boyad, it's not yours so much that you wouldn't be chayev kefil. Not so much. So amar lei, zulo shamati, I'm not sure. Reb Chiya bar Abba said, I'm not sure what Reb Yochanan meant, I never heard from him directly, but Kiyosi Bashamati, I heard something similar. Dom Evasi Amar Reb Yochanan, a different statement from Reb Yochanan, which we're going to try to apply here. Hatoitan is Ovad Vinishba. Right? It was lost, and then he swore about it. V'chazer v'toitan is Ganav Vinishba. First he says Toitan is Ovad, and then he says Toitan is Ganav. Ubo Edim Potter. And Edim come and say that he stole it, he is not Chayef Kefel. Why? Toitan is Ganov. Why? My time alami shum to kana bishwar rishona. It must be because right when he was kona it, right when he swore Toitan is avat, it's his. And if it's his, done. And therefore, there is no chiyuv kefel. So we will compare that to sholeach boyad also. So to sholeach boyad, it becomes yours, and therefore you would be chayv kefel. Amar lei, lo, No, maybe not. Maybe you cannot compare Shalach Bo Yad to the Shvua of Toyntanis Avad. Lo, Ho'el, the Yatzi, they buy them Bishvua Rishona. Don't compare a Shvua to Shalach Bo Yad. As we had yesterday, just as a mashal, sometimes a Shvua can be Kona'it and there's no, you can't redo the case. A Shvua can end things more than Shlichus Yad can. Right, Rashi on the Maras Chalo. Hasam lav mishum de kamalei bershusehu. It's not because it becomes yours, which would be comparable to Shalach Bo Yad. Ella hoel v'yatsa shomer zeh yidei bailim b'shvua rishona shemi bezdin rishon nistalik miyadam v'shvu achrona zu lav shvua sadayanamu l'chayvo kefel. The second shvua is meaningless. The first shvua, the din is done. The second shvua, you already said toyantan zavad. What are you adding? Bezin wasn't mechayiv you to change your claim, and therefore the second shvua is not enough to be mechayiv you the kefel. Unlike shlichus yad, that didn't break anything, and later on you would be chayiv kefel. So no raya what Rabbi Yochanan would say is it only or even by shlichus yad. Let's continue, and we'll get a little more lumdus related to this. Itmar nami amar aben amar Rabbi Lo amar Rabbi Yochanan hatoyin tainus aveda bipikaton v'nishba v'chazav hatoyin tainus geneva v'nishba v'ubo our case right toyin tainus aved then toyin tainus ganav ubo edim putter hol v'yasi de bailim b'shvur rishona. The second shvua is not, doesn't have teeth because you already have the first shvua. Amar ev sheishes hatoyin tainus ganav bipikaton kivan sheshalach b'yad putter. As we said earlier, that this is a possibility, but now we're saying there's a sheet that says it. Rav Sheisha says, if you're Shalach Bo Yad, there is no more Toyin Tainus Ganav. My taima, hachi ka'amar rachmana, v'nikra balabayis elho Elohim, im shalach yado, ha-shalach yado, pater. The exact opposite drasha that we said up above. Up above we said, oh, you see from the pasuk that you need shlichus yad. Here, no, you don't need, you are not allowed to have shlichus yad. If you have shlichus yad, so then, it does, there is no more chiyuv of kefel. Tosfos says, in v'shalach, v'nire, didafka kamar v'shalach. Only, says Tosfos, if I have an item, I use it, I'm shalach bo yad, that will break the possibility of a later kefel. But what if I just denied it? I was kofer b'pikadon. Says Tosfos, that does not break the later possibility. Even though kofer b'pikadon, it's as if you're Goslin. Tosfos says, important line in Vishalach, Avol kofer b'pikadon, Avol gab d'amar of sheishes la'el, ha-kofer b'pikadon nasal of Goslin, kefel miyam achayev. Takamar nasal of Goslin, hainu l'schayev ba'onsin. Says Tosfos, even though shlichus yad, according to this opinion, shlichus yad breaks what I was, and there's no more chiyuv of kefel, kofer b'pikadon does not. Why? Explains the Birch HaShmuel here that Shlichus Yad is Mafkia, the Shem Shomer. And Memela, there's no more din of Toyntan as Ganav, assuming, this fits into the Birch HaShmuel we said yesterday, assuming it's still within the world of Shomrin. Kofer B'Pikadon doesn't do that. This is the last piece in the Birch HaShmuel in Bava Kama. The last piece he says, Ubir Tirutzam, explaining this Tosfos, Da'kfir Lachud, Kivan Dehu Below Maisek Zela, Az Af Denasek Gazlan, Mikamakom Lokana, Velo Nifka Dine Shmira Al Yidezeh. Masha'enkein Em Nasek Gazlan Ayde Maisek Zela, Az Amrinan Dekana, V'nifkain Dine Shmira Me'alav, Le'inyan Dine Yachol Shuv Lehitz Taref La'akfira, Dela Acharkach, V'leihel Sofa Loved in Gazlan, Gzeilo L'mafreya. That's an important Birch HaShmuel explaining this Tosfos, explaining Rav Sheshes's Shita. Okay, we're in the middle of a conversation, but we'll stop here because the new Shalosh Shmuel will come up. We'll start with Amalei Rav Nachman, Beth Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.